This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You owe us the stupidity to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be ready for it. You're supposed to say for what? Okay, for what? I'll do it for you. I can tell you, be a little lazy tonight. Anyway, Danner Gable joined us after the first break. A lot to talk about with him. A lot happening in the news today. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. And you can do all kinds of stuff. You can read the stories that we have posted. You can take the poll. You just can be involved in the conversation as a whole. But mostly, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And all those things you've been taught to hate or told to hate, and you're going to find out you don't have to. Right? We're not a threat. You don't have to. The, you know, whether it's right-wing, I mean, what does that mean? I'm more conservative or we're conservative? That's so bad, isn't it? When it comes to being a Bible thumping, what does that mean? Well, walk it through. So I use the Bible as my foundation for how to live my life. And we had somebody on the other night. I'm not going to make fun of the person because it was a genuine, you know, honest question. But see, you've been told that Christians are allowed to beat their wives. Wrong religion. We're not allowed to beat our wives. We're not allowed to hurt our wives. And if we do it, and the guy says he did it in the name of Jesus, he's an idiot. And he's not talking about the Jesus I know. Which is all we ask from the Muslim community. All we want is the Muslim community, the normal ones, if you would, to come out when somebody says in the name of Islam. See, it's usually a pundit on TV, a left-wing pundit that's trying to cover. But if the majority of the Muslim community would come out and say, that guy who, the bomber, and they're not suicide bombers, can we be clear about that? They're homicide bombers. They're out to kill other people. Because killing themselves to kill themselves doesn't get those 700 virgins or whatever they get. They have to kill the infidels with them. So the deal is they're not suicide bombers. Their whole goal is to be out there killing other people. Can we deal with that? Rosemary from Florida, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Appreciate it. So anyway, I just want to start calling things what they are. Let's stop playing this game and call what it is. So the book, right, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can get it from the Amazon store or Amazon.com, where there you can also get the Kindle version. For me, you get a version I'll write on it. You can find that at therealside.com. Okay. I love some of these stories, especially tonight. You know, they keep saying we're the violent ones. They keep saying we're the nasty ones. They keep saying that, you know, it's the pro-Trumpers, it's those conservatives, the nasty people that we are. Right? They keep saying we're the ones that are causing all the violence. We're the violent ones. We're the nasty ones. I have yet to see, though. You know, it might be 50-1 when it comes to actually committing violence against the other group. I want to see, send me clips, stories and clips, where a pro-Trumper started the fight, where a pro-Trumper went in there and started ripping up anti-Trumpers. Because I'll tell you what, it doesn't take you long. You scroll through a few stories on Facebook, and you will find, I know some of you on the left will say, oh, it's all fake news. No, it's not all fake news. What's fake is if you can find it, is that Huntington Beach incident in California where they tried to blame it, the news tried to blame it on the pro-Trumpers, when in reality it was the anti-Trumpers, and you could see it if you watched the whole raw footage. But they did a little of that creative editing to make it look like it was all our fault again. It's so wrong. Now, in Greenville, North Carolina, the social justice warriors at East Carolina University are vowing to burn the whole university and wreak havoc on campus over the school's decision to host conservative political pundit Tommy Lahren. Now, Lahren was invited to ECU's Turning Point USA chapter and Student Government Association to discuss her conservative views on April 17th. And the announcement is sparking vitriol, online threats from the left loons that inhabit the campus. So much for freedom of speech, free thought. See, they don't, I've been saying it for a long time. They don't want equality, they want control. They don't want free speech. The only free speech you're allowed to have is what they believe to be truth. That's it. Now, Lahren had hosted the show, Tommy, on Glenn Beck's The Blaze Network before she was recently fired over her pro-choice comments. Anyway, you cut it. Now, the 24-year-old is a strong Trump supporter with a massive social media following who regularly mocks the snowflake culture, which is exactly what she's going into, obviously. And ECU students seem to be making her job easy. You know, when they do this stuff, they prove our point. So I love it. I love it. I want them to keep doing it. That's why the new mantra of the show is long live Nancy Pelosi and God bless Chuck Schumer. You choose the God you want to use for that one, but anyhow. The ECU is about to be a war zone, another added, according to Campus Reform. Keep Toilet Lahren if away from my school, please and thanks, another student tweeted. Others attacked Turning Point USA and vowed to launch a campus-wide protest to prevent her from speaking. Right? Oh, this Big Ten group, where they love everybody. They put up with everybody. No, they don't. They're just a bunch of liars and hypocrites. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I always enjoy, we start our weekend off together, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I always enjoy having Xander Gibb with me every Friday, to help me kind of get through the weekend. Right, Xander?
For sure.
Yeah. You know, it's radio. We usually do better than two syllables.
Yes, we do, Joe. Absolutely, we do.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, much better. Hey, I know that you just get off your show and you're just kind of, why don't you tell people where they can find your show and what have you just before you come on, you know, here on the real side.
Oh, well, you can actually just find us on Facebook Live at the moment because we're in between stations. We might be going back to Blog Talk, but everything's at ZandryGibb.com. The book, the album, the everything is there. You know, so the musical.
You got an album? When did it happen?
Yeah, it's called the Platinum Prequel. I'm a singer too. I'm just so good at everything. You see,
I know. That's why I hate having you on the show. People might start listening to you and watching you instead of me. You know, I don't like that. Listen, I don't like that kind of pressure. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyway, so we were talking about Tommy Lahren and how she's been invited to speak at a college. And let me see, what's the name of this place? Greenville, North Carolina. It's the East Carolina University. So there are students on campus right now with the Student Government Association screaming that if she shows up, they are going to burn the campus down. They're going to create mayhem. Now, shouldn't they be arrested or something? I mean, I realize they're just snowflakes in there, and they're just lost their minds to a degree, but shouldn't something happen?
Well, I don't know why they're threatening to do all this, because all you have to do is leave it to George Soros, and he'll put an ad on Craigslist, and he'll send them to burn the campus down for you. But, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, and they should be arrested. They really should. You can't make threats of – you know, America needs to get tougher. You know, people are allowed to threaten the president, threaten to burn buildings down. You know, we need to get tough again.
Tough, yeah, we do. Well, we do. How about just simply this? How about we just enforce the law equally for both sides? Is that like a novel idea? Is that something we just aren't interested in doing anymore? I'm kind of confused.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You have to take into account – people's differences and their needs and their unicornness.
Their needs. Give me a break. It's just sick. You know, we did a story the other night. I think I said it to you. I don't really remember. It was, come on, Messina. You did this when he came in here. Oh, yeah. That gay student at Rudd. Gay Columbia student. That was it. And he said... that Western freedoms are more violence on par with non-Western homophobia. And if you read, look, I know I just did this story tonight, but you, I know, will love this. He's upset, and he takes it as an affront that on these dating sites, he doesn't like when people say, no Asians, no blacks, or white only, want a European-looking guy, want somebody with a six-pack. He thinks all of that is akin to the violence of being homophobic.
Well, choose my words very carefully here.
Please.
We're not all attracted to the same kinds of people. That would kind of be like going to a restaurant and they say you can only eat vegetables. You know, we can't dictate to people what they should and shouldn't like, because taste is relative, you know. But I hate this ideology that, you know, if you wouldn't want to date an Asian person, that you're anti-Asian, or if you wouldn't want to date a black person, that you're, you know, racist. It just gets ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they want to they want to make everybody equal, but come on, let's be honest. Some people like larger. I know guys that like large women, you know. I know guys that, you know, if their woman's over 98 pounds, she's done. He's time to move on to somebody else kind of thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their – he doesn't like the fact – here, let me read you something, because you're going to start laughing like crazy. He said, I receive compliments from other dating app users, no matter how genuine they may sound. These words are also imbued with racist and misogynistic connotations. It's not a coincidence that I'm often called cute. But I've never been told I'm handsome. I'm thinking maybe it's because he's not handsome, right? I'm just kind of confused here.
I think I'm placating these people. I really am. Why should we have to like or not like certain things or certain qualities in people or certain things? Because we're all humans. We're going to have different tastes and different likes. And if we're going to be told that we're not allowed to express that because we might offend someone, I mean, I'm never going out again if that's the case. Really, I'm not.
Well, when you see people getting like this, it's kind of like, I want to wall off our, yes, I said wall. I want to wall off our little neighborhood.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know, right? Dead end street and go, okay, this is our little commune. We all love each other. We know who each other is and that kind of stuff. And I don't want you nut jobs interfering in my world. I mean, this guy actually says the phrase, just not my type, is offensive.
I don't think it's offensive at all. I mean, you know, I'm sure. I'm sure there are very few out there that would say this, but there are people out there that don't find me attractive. I mean, you know, there is.
I can't imagine anybody saying that. You know.
But just be good. Just be nice, okay?
Oh, this stuff just makes me crazy, Xander. I can't believe that these people are actually out there. Take themselves seriously. I don't know. This is that whole no trophy, right? Don't keep no. Everybody gets a trophy, but we don't keep score. Every kid's exactly equal in every way, shape, manner, or form. This is look what they've done to these poor kids.
Well, it's like saying if you're ugly, you can identify as beautiful. You know, it's like that Rachel Dolezal. She's as white as the driven snow, but she says she identifies as black. We have allowed this liberal lunacy to take over, and unfortunately, it's a bit like concrete. You've ever poured concrete, and you pour it, and it gets into all of the cracks. And that's what liberal lunacy does, too. It gets into all of the cracks. And that's why we're having this conversation, because we've allowed even a little subscription to that, and it spreads.
Oh, yeah, and it gets worse. You know, see, I think that they've heated this up. I actually think, I'm not saying they all got in a room and came together, but I think what's happening now is they've realized that they've lost a good portion of this fight. And now what they're doing is like stir up as much as you can, try to keep these guys off their feet, because we have to go to a break. When we come back, we'll deal more with this. I'm Joe Senior, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We'll be back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of these, I keep saying I'm going to do it, then I forget. About on the lead-ins, when we come back in, I want somebody to tell me the name of the artist, the name of the song, and I will send you a free book. But Xander, you can't do that. That's not fair, because you're like into the whole music thing. You would know all of that. I gave it away.
In between music.
Oh, that's right. You can't hear it. So sure. So if you can guess, I'll send you a book.
This Is Love by Xander Gibb by any chance?
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. You know what I could do is next time I'll say if somebody guesses the music, I'll send him a Xander Gibb CD album. What do you call these things?
No,
albums now?
Don't be CDs? Giving away my album. If they wanted, they could buy it.
All right. So, Xander, first of all, tell people, in case I forget, tell them where they can find your show.
XanderGibb.com. We're on, right now we're on Facebook Live, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come and join us. Come and join us in the live feed. It's very lively. And come and tell us what you think.
What if you don't think? I'm just kidding. All right,
if you don't think, don't bother.
Yeah, don't bother. Right. Well, we get enough of those already, don't we? Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
So a professor tries to get the conservatives fired, ready for this one, over a Facebook argument that happened at the Texas State University. A history professor called the employers of at least two conservatives, one a current student, in retribution for over a political disagreement on Facebook. So Elizabeth Bishop, who is allegedly rumored to become the next dean of the College of Liberal Arts, made phone calls to him. It's good. They're gonna give her a raise for this. Good for her. Made phone calls to employers and university departments in an attempt to punish two conservatives for daring to disagree with her on Facebook. The let me see. What is this? So I wish they would retype these things because see. Looks like I've had two or three drinks before I tried to read that.
Yeah, blurry. And you just said one, right?
Yeah, there you go. Right. So, thanks a lot. Get me in trouble.
Anywho.
Yeah, but I don't see it copied over here. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, so it's gotten to the point now, right? Where if you disagree with somebody on the left and they have any kind of authority, they're sitting in anywhere where, you know, they have the ability to get you to lose your job, push you along. We can't have open conversation. This is a college campus.
But you know why a lot of it is, don't you? It's like money talks and freedom walks. I've noticed more and more on social media. I keep getting these ridiculous fake 12-hour bans because there's certain things you're not allowed to say now. And you can't disagree with Chelsea Clinton because it's all been bought out. And these college campuses are no different. You know, it's the Democrat rule, liberal values, and you're just not allowed to. You're just not allowed to have an opinion unless it's the same as theirs. And I wonder what is the point of that? You know, when did these things become just one-sided? Because I love debate. You know, even if you're a liberal and you want to come and be involved in the live chat, you can come along and be involved. We don't have to always agree.
That's right.
You know, you just have to acknowledge I'm always right.
Yeah. Yeah, you think I was listening to that. I was going to blow past it, but I can't let you get away with that because you can't always be right if I'm always right. That's the problem here with this. So maybe I'll ban you from my Facebook room or something. What's that?
I said, okay.
Yeah. but it just shows you, again, how, and this isn't like two adolescents that are having this fight going, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. This is actually a college professor who's decided to go after people, one of her classes, I guess, to go after people because they have a difference of opinion. There was no, it wasn't this college professor, I mean, it wasn't the student that was threatening the college professor. That college professor turned right around and decided to take action against somebody for having a difference of opinion. I mean, it's just infuriating. That's all.
But did the college professor get disciplined in any way, shape, or form? Because I think that they should be setting an example.
Would that have made sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Then they're not going to do it. I mean, it's really simple. That's a new litmus test. If it's going to make sense, then forget it. We're not going to do it. Well, it's really that simple. It was like Dean Martin once said. He said, if you're going to bring logic to the table, I'm not playing. You know, it's that simple. So.
Yeah. Well, you can't have logic with liberals. It's as simple as that. It's not about logic. It's about whatever they can fit to the parameters of the ideology they're trying to sell to you on that day.
Yeah, I hear you. You heard the story about Mike Pence, who said that he will not go out and have dinner with a woman alone, even if it's business or what have you. He just won't do it. And it's because of his Christian belief system that, he and his wife, they're one. That's the only woman he wants to be with. And he understands that there's business meetings with women that he's going to have. So the table will have other people there, the table.
But I have to say that, I'm going to go on record as saying this as well. I'm not going to be wanting to have dinner with any other woman but Mrs. Pence either from now on.
Okay. And we'll send him to your house on that one. But the left is going out of their mind because he's small minded. Does not he trust himself? Why can't he go have dinner with other women for business purposes? If you would, it's not like, well. Let's be honest about it. It's not like he's a vice president. It's not like he's really there alone.
I know.
But I get. What he's saying,
like Kennedy,
right?
Kennedy or something, wouldn't it?
Right. Cool. Isn't that hypocrisy great? It's like it didn't matter what the Kennedys did. That was all fine. And now you've got a guy that says, I love my wife. I don't want to give any pause to anybody. I don't want anybody to think any differently. And so I'm not going to sit at a table, business or not, and have dinner alone with a woman.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I think, if there's a lot of temptation in this world. And, if you're a Christian, you have to kind of rise above it. And if you're a husband, you have to rise above it. And if this is the agreement that they've had, it doesn't mean that she's controlling or bad or wrong. You know, they even criticized him because he called her mother. A lot of people who have children together will refer to their wife as mother. I don't see anything. I mean, when your kids are 45, it's probably time to stop, but...
It's a habit. I knew friends of mine. I've got old school buddies, and you're right. They still do that today. Where they refer to, like you say, mother and father or mother and dad, if you would. I mean, look at if it's a pet name that they call each other, or if it's something they feel fine calling each other, who cares?
I've actually heard that in, you know, off the air, you actually call producer Tammy all of the time.
I do.
Is that true?
It's better that way. It keeps us at an arm's length. Because we already have four children. We don't need any more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, four.
The left's argument on this is that this is strange and it's sexist to argue that men and women can't just simply have a dinner alone. And which shows you that there are no boundaries for them. Absolutely none. Right?
I mean, I think we set our own boundaries, Joe. You know, as a Christian, I have to set boundaries for myself, and I have to live within those boundaries, because my relationship with God requires, you know, certain things. And if in order to keep those things sacred, then that's what I have to do. I don't think there's anything wrong or odd about him. But the key word was alone. You know, if he's in a group of people and there's a woman there, that's not the issue.
That's not a problem.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't have a problem with that.
The key word was alone.
Right.
And they kept leaving that out, you know, quite conveniently as far as I'm concerned.
No, of course they did. Because if you put too many facts into the equation, they can't work through them all. It's easier to be crazy and mad and all of that, and that makes it all nice and bundles it up nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, because facts don't care about your feelings, do they? So that's why they keep facts at bay.
Yeah, the more and more of this stuff, when you watch what's coming down the pike at us, what they're shoving down our throats, there's an article we'll touch on the other side of the break where students at pro-life groups screen a nuanced documentary about abortion's health risks. So if you notice, the pro-abortion people talk about how dangerous it is to have babies. They keep talking about, you know, all the things that go wrong during childbirth, yet they never talk about the women that bleed out after an abortion. We'll hit more of that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander Gibb will be with us still on the other side of the break, unless I hang up on him. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, hop up to the website and buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, taught to be afraid of, and we take it onto the book. You don't have to be afraid of any of it. You just have to understand what it means, and you'll find out there's nothing to fear there. At all. Don't listen to the loon. Don't listen to them. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every Friday, and I always appreciate my time with him. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is always a pleasure, Joe.
You know, so the other night I was looking up some terms, and apparently now, and I don't, you know, you're the guy that's in the know. You know, I'm stuck in a cave here all the time. My second edition of the book is going to be Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping Straight White Guy, but I was told that straight is now no longer acceptable. Doesn't mean anything anymore. So they keep changing the words on me.
Why?
I don't know, but in the same article, I saw that you couldn't use the word homosexual anymore because that was a derogatory term. I'm thinking, I never thought it was derogatory. It's just
why is I'm lost. You've lost me.
See? Me too.
I don't really use, the thing is, I don't go into somewhere and say, hey, my name is Xander Gibb and I'm a homosexual.
Right.
Because I don't think everyone really needs to know, but I think that's not really modern day terminology. I think people use the word gay, more, you know.
Yeah, and you have to be careful on how you use that. How you use that, too. You can't say the gay community. You can say gay people.
My grandmother said, you know, I love you, Xander, and, you know, I don't have any problems with your sexuality, but can you give us the word gay back? Because I liked using it. We had a really gay time, and my grandmother was like, we can't say that anymore.
Poor woman. God. No, I am always amazed at it's almost like, is there a group of people in this country that sit around 24/7 and say, okay, we've been using that word now for 90 days. Let's change the meaning. Let's make these people nuts. You know what I'm saying? Can you just leave stuff alone? Let us enjoy. Right?
I tend to do that. I do that by throwing British words into the conversation.
Yes, you do.
People have to go and look them up.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Hey, did I tell you between you and me, my rash came back the other day? You know.
Thank you for sharing that on national radio.
Well, it's called the Clinton rash. It, you know, keeps coming up and.
Oh please. I mean, don't you think this woman is stupid because she's not past the statute of limitations with regards to you know, disseminating classified 33,000 pieces of classified information. So she keeps pushing the Donald. He's going to push back, let's face it.
At some point in time, yeah, you're exactly right. Something's going to snap. But when she came out the other day and she only talked about the Democrats and the right way to do things, so there's nobody else. She's still got that mindset. But here's the thing that I love. What was it, General Flynn, or he came out the other day and said, you know, he's going to testify, he's willing to testify, but he wants immunity. So they're all screaming, aha. He's got something to hide. This guy's hiding something, and he's going to turn on Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, didn't almost every one of the people that testified or were supposed to testify against Clinton, didn't every one of them get immunity? Didn't every one of them, after getting immunity, plead the fifth when they were in there?
Yeah.
All right. So they were totally covered. And where was the outrage by the left? Anything? Did I miss the article?
Well, no. But where is the outrage about the fact that she's walking free and runs for president, and my friend Christian Saucier, who took 6 selfies on a 40-year-old submarine? I mean, the president even spoke about this. Gets a year in federal lockup away from his family,
yeah.
And that was, you know, a political. That was a political.
Oh, sure it was.
When people who did the same thing got a fine and a demotion. Yeah, he should have been punished, but not a year in jail. No. Not when the beast of Chappaqua walks free.
Send your cards, letters, and emails to
Xander Gibb at idontgiveacrap.com.
There you go. All right, so. A pro-choice director and non-religious viewpoint, the student pro-life group around the country screened a documentary Thursday about the health risks of abortion, and what makes their effort unusual is that the documentary, Hush, was directed by a woman who supports abortion rights. Now, the Student for Life of America, in helping more than 100 campus chapters bring it on to the campus and through the director of influential institutions, the chapters that screened the film this month have not encountered opposition from left-wing or radical feminist groups as they market the events. Now, this wasn't the previous case, however. In October, at SFLA's chapter at Fordham University faced opposition from 2 student groups. Ready for this one? At a Catholic institution.
Really?
Yeah, so this is the stuff I read. Go, wait a minute. Let me read that again, because that can't be right. So the only opposition they're getting, they're fine at secular places, which I don't even understand. I don't understand why. I would have thought somebody would have gotten their minds there. But when you see this, and you see that a Catholic university has a problem with this, it's like earlier this week you read about the Muslim professor at a Catholic university that said Jesus didn't die on the cross?
Yeah, I saw that. We talked about that on the show, actually. I mean, can you imagine if this role was reversed and this was a Christian... a Christian professor, making commentary that goes against Muslim teaching, there would be an outcry.
Oh, you're kidding, right? Let's say, hey, Muhammad never knew Allah. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine saying that? You'd be dead in the parking lot. Sure. Not long thereafter, but doesn't it bother you, though? think about something. We're kind of blaming the wrong person or shedding light on the wrong person. Here you have administrators at Catholic institutions, even at Christian schools, that are allowing this to go on. What is it? Is it money? Is it fear? What do you think it is?
It's stupidity and base, clearly, because, you know, ultimately you would think that, you know, that anywhere that identifies as Catholic would be pro-life, you know, because Catholicism, you know, Catholics are taught that, I'm preaching to the converted because you're a Catholic, aren't you? And they're taught that abortion is a sin.
Yep. Oh, well, listen, I went from Catholic to born-again Christian, and some Catholics go, I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean anything. You're once Catholic,
yeah.
I was a Catholic.
Yeah.
But I loved my Catholic upbringing. A big difference between what I do now from what I did then. But life was always sacred, okay? You never took life under any circumstances. So you look at this and say, what is wrong with these people? And again, what about this? Just the solid fact that at a Christian university, they don't push back on somebody who says, Christ didn't die on a cross and he wasn't God. How do they do that?
It's not your job as a professor to be controversial. And, you know, that professor actually gave a very low grade to that student unnecessarily, and the student was quite rightly concerned. And I think, you know, even on a course that's a course about theology, and I know this because I've done one, it should be, you know, based upon Christian teaching, not on... I have to choose my words wisely. Not on the thinking of someone who's a non-Christian.
I either call them heathens or pagans. Either one. It doesn't make a difference to me.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're about the same.
Well, what about that that LBC news presenter that happened to mention something about a certain prophet marrying 7-year-olds and being the P word? They got death threats for that. But
wow.
That was true.
Wow. And listen, what came in late this afternoon was that the college has now dropped the charges against the Christian student. Now, think about this. They dropped charges against the Christian student who challenged the Muslim professor. So
well,
there were actually charges
threatened.
Brought.
I mean, I actually think that that's kind of alarming that if you're a college professor and you can't discuss things without feeling threatened, he didn't say I'm going to punch your face in. He said, you know, politely, I'm a Christian and I believe that Jesus was God because of the Trinity, and that Jesus was crucified because that's what the Bible teaches. And while she didn't have to agree with that, her response was rather juvenile, to say the least.
Well, she felt threatened. And because of his disruptive behavior and because of his mental abuse of her. Now, think about that. So he challenged her. That's mental abuse. This is why it scares the crap out of me when I hear about these cities and towns that are going to pass these resolutions against hate speech. Well, what's hate speech? What's abuse? What's disruptive behaviors? This is crazy. Right?
I think we have a warped ideology of what is hate speech because of the loony liberal left. Because disagreeing is certainly not hate speech. If you disagree and say, I'm going to kill you, and I disagree with you,
yeah,
that's kind of not love, is it? Let's face it.
Not at all. All right, Xander, real quick, 5 seconds, tell them where they can find you.
XanderGibb.com, make sure you check me out and come into this on the live show.
Yeah, go check him out. Yeah, heard that. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Love being with you. Listen, we do a reset at the top of the hour. Come on back. 2 hours of nothing but crazy stories. They're real, but they're crazy. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.